the vocalist in Western Swing many times was secondary to the band, no doubt about it. And maybe they got that from the big band arrangements and all. I think that that Hank, in my mind, Hank unknowingly kind of fused Western Swing, country, and honky-tonk together. And coming out of World War II, when he started in 47, mm-hmm. with Woe Sailor, was really the first, his first record, I think, of any kind, of any hit. The boys returning from World War II, they were not looking for that simple, idyllic country music about country and hillbilly themes. They had been to war, they had drunk beer, they had been to a bar, and they wanted a different type of music. And so I think Honky Tonk, in lots of ways, came out of, maybe didn't come out of World War II, but was certainly certainly helped by World War II, because we were not as innocent as a country as we were. And so Hank, when he started, when he at that particular time, I think he kind of fused Honky Tonk and Western Swing and straight country music together. And it did have a different edge to it. It was more raw than a Bob Wills sound,
right.
With the chord progressions that they might have been playing, because a lot of those guys were jazz players or pop players that were playing Western Swing.